undefeated in 31 bouts, scoring 25 knockouts, here is Muhammad Ali.
Most people know about Muhammad Ali's most famous fights, the Rumble in the Jungle, the Thriller in Manila. But today we're going to look back at two bouts that are far less well known. Only a Game's Shira Springer has our story.
My dad met his match when he had me. Okay, that's the funny thing. My father met his match and he knew it.
Layla Ali can laugh about it now. But being Muhammad Ali's youngest daughter wasn't easy. That's because Layla is a lot like her dad. She's passionate, confident, charismatic, opinionated, strong-willed, fearless, and she hates backing down from a fight. So they clashed. The first big fight happened when Layla Ali was 7 years old.
I remember pretty much waking up early in the morning because we had to pray. And as a kid, that alone was like, why do I have to do this? Like, why do I have to wake up? Why do I have to wake up out of my bed, pray to God? So, and I'm going to the mosque. Like, why do the women need to sit behind the men? All of that just didn't feel natural to me. And I felt like whatever's in my heart is in my heart. I don't care how old I am.
She knows now that her father put everything on the line for his religion. But that's not something little kids understand. Muhammad Ali converted to Islam in 1964. 2 years later, citing his religious beliefs, he filed for conscientious objector status and refused to support the Vietnam War. He was arrested, found guilty of draft evasion, and stripped of his boxing titles.
I'm a Muslim. I'm with 600 more million who believe the same as me, and I'm just sticking to my religious beliefs and the Holy Quran.
Just how far would you go to keep from taking up arms?
I'll die.
A legal battle followed. Muhammad Ali didn't fight for nearly 4 years. A little more than a decade later, Layla Ali made her stand against Islam.
My father and I, at a very young age, had to deal with the fact that I didn't want to be Muslim growing up. And I remember him saying, you don't know enough about the religion. I said, I know enough. That's exactly what I know. I know enough about it to know I don't want to be it. My father was not only disappointed when I told him that I didn't want to be Muslim, he was angry.
Layla Ali left Islam and later embraced a religion she found more spiritual and less rule-bound. Her father eventually accepted her choice. So she won that battle, and that wasn't all she won.
Yeah, I definitely think my father respected the fight in me, and he saw the same fight that was in him in me, because he, even though he was fighting for different things, he was the same way. He went with what he believed in, he stood up for what he believed in, and he wasn't afraid to say it.
When she was 19, there would be a rematch after Layla Ali started boxing.
A lot of people assume it was because of my father. Like, I was that young girl in the gym with him, and I was like, oh, I want to be like my dad. But actually, I never even thought about boxing until I saw it with my own eyes, women in the ring. And I started training pretty much in secrecy. Then at a certain point, my father found out that I was training to be a boxer, and I, in fact, was planning to go pro. So he came into town, and he says, you know, here, you want to be a boxer? And I said, yes. And he let me know right away that he didn't really feel women should box. He wasn't comfortable with it. And then he said, you know, what's going to happen if you get knocked down? I was like, well, if I get knocked down, I'm going to get back up just like you did. Well, what happens if you get knocked out? Well, if I get knocked out, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'll ask for a rematch.
Muhammad Ali still wasn't convinced Layla belonged in the ring, not his baby girl. On October 8, 1999, Layla Ali made her professional boxing debut in upstate New York, and her father was there. Layla won her first fight by knockout in 31 seconds.
After my fight, and I looked around the ring, and I locked eyes with my father, and I looked in his eyes because, you know, my father doesn't have to say much. It's just a look that he gives you, and I saw happiness in him, and I saw that he enjoyed the moment. So it was just like he was in that moment with me. He knows what it feels like to be in a ring. He knows what it feels like to have thousands of people watching you and having all this pressure on you to perform well. And he knows what it feels like to win. My father came to my dressing room and he gave me a hug and he gave me a kiss. And I looked at him because I'm like, what's he going to say now? And he was like, girl, you bad. Meaning you're good. Girl, you bad. He was kind of living through me a little bit as I danced around the ring like he used to.
Muhammad Ali went to as many of his daughter's fights as he could, even as his health declined because of Parkinson's disease. And he liked what he saw.
Our style in the ring, the way I move around the ring, of course I'm not comparing it to my father, but there's a lot of similarities there because our body types are the same. And I knew that he was loving the Ali chant every time that he came into the arena. You know, he missed boxing. He missed being able to just move around, walk around, talk, do the things that he used to do. Because of his Parkinson's disease, he wasn't able to anymore. So I felt like I was fighting for both of us.
And the boxing icon who once thought women didn't belong in the ring gave his daughter advice, fighter to fighter.
My father had a really great jab, fast, lightning fast. And he came up to me and he says, you know, you got to pretend there's a fly on the bag and you're trying to hit it before it flies away. And that really stuck with me. Like, that's how fast you need to try to throw your jab. You know, because otherwise you're like, okay, I'm just throwing my jab. Pap, 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 hitting the bag. Pap, pap, pap. You're not really thinking pap, pap, like fast, 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 like trying to hit a fly. So just that visual that he gave me was really helpful. And I actually did start using it. Of course, my jab wasn't as fast as his.
Exceptional. Outburst there by Leila Ali, a big right hand behind the jab. She wore down.
During her boxing career, Leila Ali won multiple world titles. She retired in 2007, undefeated. Now, she's a fitness and wellness expert and television host, encouraging people to live healthier. Her father died last June.
Not too long ago, I said, Mom, you know, I said, do you really think Daddy was really, really proud of me? Or do you think he was just trying to make me feel good? Like, girl, you're bad and all that kind of stuff. She's like, no, your dad really was proud of you. And she's like, you changed his mind about boxing and women in sports. And then she's like, that was big because you know your father, he's very hard headed. And I was like, you're right. I did. You're right. I won that battle against Muhammad Ali.
For Only a Game, I'm Shira Springer.
We'll be right back with Charlie Pierce and more sports NPR style. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.